Text numéro 87. Town with Olympic dreams never gave up. Few outside South Korea had heard of Pyeongchang. When the town first pitched its Olympic dream 12 years ago, some International Olympic Committee members confused it with the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. Even within the South, in recent years, it was known primarily for having bid for the 2010 and 2014 Games and failed both times. That changed Thursday, when the South Korean town won overwhelmingly on the first ballot of a secret vote of IOC delegates and was named the host city of the 2018 Winter Games. "We never gave up. That's what made the difference," said a Pyeongchang resident. "Now people from around the world will come here. We have finally marked ourselves on the map of the world." In the town, villagers stayed up all night celebrating the news with fireworks and the favourite pastime of rural South Korea, singing, dancing and drinking rice wine. But it was a victory that resonated beyond the town of 43,000 people, most of them farmers. South Korea, surrounded by neighbours it has traditionally feared and mistrusted, relies on major international sports events to reaffirm its confidence. The news brightened the mood of a country that has had a troubled year, including military provocations by the North. Sports officials appeared tireless in reminding the people that South Korea had become the sixth country in the world to have won the rights to stage all four of the world's biggest sports competitions, the Summer and Winter Olympics, the Soccer World Cup, and the World Championships in athletics. South Korea, a nation that cherishes the values of persistence, knocked down twice, but getting up for a third attempt. The president of the IOC recognized the sentiment. Patience and perseverance have prevailed. In South Korea, people regard skiing and other winter sports as a hobby for the rich, associating them with the wealthier parts of the world, Europe and North America. They have smarted at the fact that Japan has been the only Asian country able to be host to the Winter Olympics, twice, in 1972 and in 1998. South Korea has a habit of measuring its worth by comparing itself with Japan, its former colonial master. After two failed bids, bringing the Winter Olympics to South Korea has become a test for national pride. Bulldozers are pushing on to clear potato fields and pine-covered hills to build a complex called Alpensia that promises to become a new Asian hub of winter sports. The 2018 Olympics is expected to lift the local and national economies. New and faster highways to Seoul, the capital city 160 kilometres to the west, are planned. The Games will create 230,000 jobs and generate $20 billion in investments and consumption. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, July 2011.